stop talking. The silence is broken by a red line train. Then the man who creates magic through the AM static says, cut up your credit cards, it's a fool's game.
Anyone. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Oh.
Oh. Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
but don't try. You got no name, 'cause you're living with me. We're one and the same. And even though they don't show, the scars are so old. And when they go, they let you know, okay, you can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. Don't try. Oh, don't try. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. Don't try. Don't try. Don't try.
Better than Pink Floyd.
No, I never thought before. That part sounds like Pink Floyd to me.
Johnny, forgetting where my buttons are today. Jeez, Louise. You know, he's still going at it, too.
Excuse me, the meds.
Excuse me, the meds. All right, Johnny. You know, I'd keep him on, but he's going to swear. You want to smoke a joint?
But do you know what they do in their offices? They snort more cocaine than I can afford.
Yeah.
First of all.
Yeah, he's just rambling. He did that from time to time towards the end. But that's one of my favorite versions of You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory. I mean, he just sounds so sad. I love it. That's, bah, 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 bah. You can't put your arms around, from the album that they put out, You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory. So someone else who put out that album must have agreed that's a great version. And it's kind of funny, the stuff he says afterwards, but he's pretty wasted. But he sounds so sad in the song. It just gets me right here. I guess they'll be doing a Johnny Thunders review at the Rat Beach Party. And we just played a bunch of bands before Johnny Thunders that are also going to be there. We started that off with 61 Ghosts with Heartbeat. We heard Tsunami of Sound with Motor Oil. State of the Union with Bombs in Boston. Doug McDonald Band, Downtown Crossing. Glider with I'm Bored. Babes, You Be Smart, You'd Be Smart to Kill Me Now. Have you ever met the lead singer from Babes? I know he's talking about. No, Babes, I love them. I love them, and I love playing with them. And I'm sure we will again soon, my band. And Stigmatics, All Used Up. We heard 145, Let's Groove. The Fringe, Theme for Jake. Johnny Thunders, You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory. Well, you know the rest, don't you? Don't you? Don't you do? I hope so. No guests today. I know right about this time I usually have a live guest today, you know. Johnny, you still going?
Anybody into toes?
Anyone into toes? Maybe you said toads, licking toads? Who knows? 91.5 WMFO in Medford. So no guests today, but it gives me time to play stuff like these two guys right here. We're MFO.
Hey, man, two more cars over there. Better tell those guys to be quiet.
Hey, you guys be quiet, man. We're almost at the ticket thing.
Hey, man, one more car.
Hey, shut up, you guys. Hey, man, shut up. Here comes the dude.
Hey, man, be quiet. Here he comes. Hi.
How many tonight?
Oh, how many tickets? Well, they're just me and him. We're just here together. And, I mean, like, we're not together, you know, like, that way. Like, I mean, we're, like, we're going to meet some girls inside, man, you know, like, pick them up, you know. And so I guess they're just me and him, like, so one for him and one for me. Well, that's two. We'll take two tickets. Ain't that right, man?
What's the hassle, man?
There's no hassle, man. Just
hey, are you giving us a hassle, man?
Hey, man, he ain't giving us no hassle, man.
Hey, man, there's only two of us, man.
Yeah, that's right. There's only two of us.
That'll be $1.
Oh, $1. Hey, man, you got 50 cents? Yeah, there you go. Thank you, man.
Hey, we did it, man.
Man, we were so slick, man.
Right. Hey, you're really a smooth talker, man.
Gee, man, you just gotta know how to lay it on them dudes, man. Yeah.
Hey, you're Mr. Cool when you want to be, aren't you?
Oh, cucumber head, they call me, man.
Hey, come on, let's get up by the snack bar, man.
Okay. I don't know, man. Looks pretty filled up over there, man.
Oh, we'll get one, man. Come on. Hey, look. There's one right over there. You see it?
Yeah, I see it.
Come on, let's get it.
Okay. Yeah, how's that?
Oh, hey, just a minute, man. There's one right ahead of us. It's closer. Come on, let's get that one.
Where?
Right there, man. Come on, hurry up.
Okay. Yeah, how's that one?
Wow, this is great, man.
Okay.
Oh, wow! Hey, man, right beside the snack bar, man.
What?
There's a place right beside the snack bar, man. See it?
Fregon.
Well, come on, let's get it before that other dude gets it, man.
All right, here we go. Yeah, how's that?
Oh, wow, man, you drive just like Steve McQueen.
Yeah.
Hey, this is great, man. Hey, can you see?
No, I think I better back up a little bit, man. Yeah, how's that for you? Can you see?
Just a minute. No, back up a little more.
More?
Yeah.
Okay. How's that?
Just a minute. Now back up a little more, man.
More?
Just a little more.
How's that?
Just a minute. I'll put the seat back. Okay, pull it up, man.
Pull it up?
Yeah.
Okay. How's that?
A little more.
More? How's
yeah,
that
no,
there?
Just a little more, man.
More?
Yeah.
Hey, we're almost into the next place,
hold it,
man.
Hold it, right. No, back up now. Okay, right there. Hold it. Stop.
All right. I'm going to stop.
Okay, that's good. Okay, here, I'll get the speaker, man.
Hey, man, wait a minute.
What?
Hey, man, you hear that?
Hear what?
That knocking, man. Listen.
Why don't you turn your motor off, man?
It is off, man. Listen.
Oh, it's probably those dudes in the trunk, man.
Oh, man, I forgot about them dudes, man.
Hey, here, give me the keys, man. I'll get them out.
Hey, wait a minute, man. We can't let them out here, man. We're too close to the snack bar.
Oh, that's right. Hey, well, then pull around to the back row, man.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. Go around to the back. Hey, you guys, wait a minute, man. We're going to pull around to the back because we're right near next to the snack bar and they'll see us take you out, okay?
Yeah, hang on, man. We'll get you out of there in a minute. Hey, it looks pretty good here, man. Hey, back up to the fence so they don't see you.
Okay. Is that close enough?
Yeah, that's good, man.
Okay. Hey, here's the keys, man. Get them out.
Hey, what key is it, man?
It's the one with the little red thing on top, man.
This one here?
Yeah, that one.
Okay, hey, hang on, you guys. I'll get you out right now. Oh, wow.
What's the matter, man?
Hey, man, you'll never guess what happened.
You broke the key off in the lock?
How did you know, man?
Hey, did you really, man?
Yeah, man, I must have turned it the wrong way or something, because it broke right off in the lock, man.
Oh, man, how are we going to get those guys out of the trunk now, man?
Have you got a crowbar or something?
Yeah.
Well, give it to me, man. I'll get them out that way. I'll pry the trunk open.
Man, it's in the trunk, man.
Well, how are we going to get it?
Well, I don't know, man. Shit. Hey, man, why don't you go over there in that car and ask that guy if he has a crowbar or something?
Oh, okay. Hey! Hey! Roll down your window, man. Hey, have you got a crowbar or something we could borrow, man? We locked... Mm-mm. Oh, wow, man. I thought you were alone. Oh, hey, man. I didn't mean to interrupt anything. Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, wow, man. Hey, sorry to bother you, man, but... Hey, we locked some dudes in the trunk, man, and we can't get the trunk open. And I was wondering, could we borrow a crowbar or something to pry it open with, or a screwdriver? Okay, man. Well, hey, listen, I'm sorry I bugged you, you know. Go ahead, continue, man, you know. Wow.
Hey, man, did you get something?
Yeah, but I don't think we'll be able to open up the trunk with it, man.
Hey, man, we got to get these guys out of the back, man. Hey, why don't you go to the snack bar and see if they'll lend you something, okay, man?
Oh, okay, man. I'll be right back.
Yeah, well, hurry up, man, because those guys have been in the trunk a long time, man.
All right. Hey, hang on, you guys. I'll be right back, man.
Hey, hurry up. Ooh, I should have gone with him, man. I got to go to the bathroom. Oh, there's no way around here. Let's go by the back of the car. Hey, man, it's raining out here, you guys. Wow, you gotta see this coming down like cats and dogs, man. Oh, it's a cloudburst. Hey, the guy's gonna be back pretty soon, man. Take it easy, you guys. Boy, that feels good, man. My back teeth were floating. I might as well watch the rest of the movie, man. Looks like a good one. Hope the speaker reaches. Oh, excuse me. What am I saying excuse me for? Ain't nobody here. Oh, good thing. Woo! Fucci que pesta! Oh, my eyes are burning. Golly, them rosary refries, man. I gotta stop eating them. Ooh. That looks like Charlie Chan up there.
Everybody in this room have motive for killing Mr. Taylor. But Mr. Taylor only have one killer. And the name of that killer is...
Ladies and gentlemen, snack bar man open out of 15 minutes after it is closed for evening. Thank you.
And now a preview of our coming attractions. Manhole Productions presents Derek John and Chuck U. Farley in the South Sea Saga, Buggery on the High Seas.
Tie that scurvy dog to the yard arm.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Yeoman Bosom.
Sir.
Read the charges.
Aye, aye, Captain. Seaman Gully, you have been charged with the heinous crime of buggery on the ICE out of here, Mike.
I'm innocent. I'm innocent. I didn't do it. You gotta believe me. I'm innocent.
He's lying.
I am not.
You are so, you big fibber.
Look, I'm not lying, Captain.
Yes, he is, Captain. He's a big liar.
Look, you shut up or I'm going to get you.
You already did. That's why you're in trouble now.
All right, both of you, shut up.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Look, I told you to shut up.
But he's a big fibber, Captain. He's lying.
Look, you either shut up or I'll give you what he's going to get.
And what's that?
50 lashes with a cat of nine tails.
50 lashes? He should get at least 100 for what he did to me, that big fibber, you liar, liar, liar.
Tie that scurvy dog to the yardarm, too.
Get your hands off me. You smell like fish, you big brute.
Here, give me that whip. Hoist that dog from the yardarm.
Hey, you're hurting my wrist. Hey, this isn't funny now, you guys. Hey, come on. Oh, rip the shirt. How cliche. I suppose you have me walk the plank next or something.
Here, take this, you dog.
Ow! Oh! Ow! Oh! Ah! Ooh!
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our show for the evening. Thank you for coming. Please leave by the exits and don't forget the speakers. Thank you.
Hey, open the door, man. Come on, open the door. I got my hands full.
Hey, man, where you been, man?
Never mind. Open the door. I'm dropping it, man.
Okay, man.
Here, take the Coke.
Okay.
And don't spill it, man. I spilled half of it on the way here.
Hey, man.
Here's some hot dogs, man. Did you want mustard?
What? Yeah.
Because I got mustard on all of them, man.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
And here's some popcorn, too, man. Hey, the popcorn's pretty good.
Hey, man, wait a minute, man. What took you so long, man?
Oh, I was the last one in line, man. I was really lucky because they were getting ready to close the snack bar.
Hey, well, man, did you get a crowbar?
No, but I got some Crispy Crunch and I got a Mocha Delight, man.
No, man, I don't mean a candy bar. I mean something to open the trunk with, man. Those guys are in the trunk.
Oh, I knew I forgot something, man.
Oh, man.
I knew it. Oh, man. Hey, are you guys okay back there? Hey, I said, are you guys okay back there?
Yeah, they're giving us a silent treatment, man. They're probably mad at us because we haven't got them out yet.
Yeah, well, we better get them out of there, man.
Well, I don't know. Hey, we could stop by my cousin's place, man. He works at a gas station. He probably know how to get them out.
Okay. Hey, but can we stop at my old lady's place first, man? I was supposed to call her.
Yeah, okay. Hey, we can cruise the Burger Queen on the way over, too, man.
Yeah.
That far out, man. I think Angie's working there tonight, man.
Oh, that's far out, man. Yeah, let's go.
Hi, we are the Brigands, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, WMFO in Medford.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show with a little Aerosmith going out there to our new Chiquita, Lynn Marguerite. Wanted to hear some Aerosmith. That's one of my favorites, so there you go. And before that, we heard Cheech and Chong, Pedro and the Man at the Drive-In. Johnny Thunders before that, and you know the rest. Have a request? 855-915-9636 is the number. Or I'm on Facebook. You can do it like Lynn did. And check me out. I guess she likes A. Smith. You know what? We're from Boston up here. Not sure where you're from, Lynn, but in Boston, of course we have Aerosmith. And of course we have the Neighborhoods. You know, the lead singer from the Neighborhoods produced my band, the Thigh Scrapers, album. Or EP, rather. And we'll be playing tomorrow, New York City. Heading down to New York. Yeah! With a full car of smelly guys. It's going to be fun. I'd rather be walking the dog. MFO! We'll be right back. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers. I'm Brian Young. Some senders there. Devil shooting dice. We started it off, though, with Aerosmith, Chiquita, going out to Lynn. And we had the Neighborhoods covering Aerosmith, Walking the Dog. And they were joined by Brad Whitford for that one. Lynn asked me, is that my band? No, that's not my band. It's the Neighborhoods. David Minahan, who's pretty famous around Boston here, produced our album. So maybe I'll play one of our songs by the end of the show. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Mark Bolan and T-Rex, Explosive Mouth, and then Devil Shooting Dice by the Senders. That's what we got. That's what we got there, folks. We're 91.5 WMFO. If you have a request, 855-915-9636. And I'm ready for a Moon Age Daydream. And we got Ramon's Block coming up soon.
Shutters lifted an ancient temple's building high on Butcher's Hill, and red mutant eyes gazed down on Hunger City. No more big wheels. Fleas the size of rats sucked on rats the size of cats, and 10,000 peopleoids split into small tribes. Cupboards in the highest of the sterile skyscrapers, like packs of dogs assorting the glass fronts of Lavender Avenue, ripping and re-wrapping shiny silver frogs, now necklaces, family badge of sapphire and cracked emerald. Open the window now, the year of the diamond dogs.
This ain't nothing new. This is
I keep a friend serene.
Before any of you call me, of course I know that's not Moon Age Daydream. That was Diamond Dogs. It was mislabeled, though. It happens with live radio. It happens, old lady. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We are a crash course for the Ravers show, and I give you Moon Age Daydream with the alligator himself, David Bowie.
I'm a mama papa calling for you. I'm the space invader. I'll be a